Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show, so be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories and videos and photos and stuff that are there. The sweetest cat and bird story I've read in, with a video. So good. In a long time. I mean, there's some really good stuff from this week. And gosh, it's the last hour of this week's edition. It's the second Sunday of the month. That means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And we're taking your calls and doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And If you would like to get in for a treatment this hour, now is the time to call so we can get you in before we run out of time. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. So I know, have we got anybody waiting at this
point?
Looks
like we have another first-time caller on the line here.
Holy mackerel.
Looks like we got a call waiting from Deanne in Bellevue and has a cat named Teo.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, no, that's Diane in Bellevue with Theo.
Okay. Diane in Bellevue. Okay, now that makes more sense. I wasn't sure where. Okay. And Theo. So we might as well just go straight to Diane. And welcome to Animal World. You're live again with Dr. Nels and Linda.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
How are you?
So today I'm calling about my son and me.
Ah.
Yeah, I'll address my son first. Need to align his energies.
Now, wait a minute. Did you say his name is Henley?
David.
Oh, David. Oh, where did I get Henley?
Yeah, my son David. Yeah.
Son David.
About that.
And I'm assuming he's an adult son?
Yeah, he's an adult, and he's in Albuquerque, Mexico.
Okay.
And he's flying up to see me on Tuesday, but he called me this morning, and he misplaced his wallet.
Uh-oh.
Whoops. And he's looking for it. So I thought if we could maybe align his energies so he can find his wallet, that would be awesome. I don't want him to have to cancel his trip.
Okay. Definitely we can have Nels and Linda do whatever they can do to work on that. And then once that's done today, after the show, Diane, the soul that I use, tell me when I lose stuff, Saint Anthony. He's real good at finding stuff. And now I've called him in, so he'll be a part of this. So you can call your son David, and if he hasn't already found his wallet after this, you tell him to call on Saint Anthony and then pay attention. And, you know, it happens for me pretty quickly usually. Anyway, that can be some help.
Thank you.
So now I don't know, Dr. Nels, are you and Linda? Do you work on someone else? How do we handle this kind of situation?
Here's what I've found that seems to work pretty well, and that is if I was doing the emotional part, which, you know, we'll have Linda do that if she wants, because it's all up to her. As I work with Diane, and essentially it's a surrogate healing aimed at David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, aimed through Diane.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right. I see.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'll be doing the other part of the balancing kind of the same way.
Okay, so Linda will work with Diane, mm-hmm. but we're going to channel through Diane to get to David.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nels is going to work his magic in the background.
Right.
Oh,
okay,
thank
cool.
you.
All right, so Linda, take over.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Yeah, so just bring David into your thoughts. And then we're just going to imagine through your eyes, we're going to look through David's eyes, and we're just going to see the wallet, what it looks like. We're just going to look at it. And then I'm going to have you set all of that aside and focus on the word fight.
Hmm.
Fight.
Flight?
Fight.
Fight.
Yeah,
oh.
Like throwing some punches.
Oh, fight.
Fight. Yeah, the energy of fight.
Okay.
And we're going to replace that with the feeling of truthful. So now just thinking the word truthful. And the number two, your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead, thinking truthful too. And I'm just going to have you do some very deep, slow breathing in and out. Very deep exhaling and inhaling, very gently, not forcefully. You're thinking truthful too.
Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left. You're just doing slow, deep breathing, thinking the word truthful and the number two. Truthful and the number two. And looks like Dr. Nels has finished his backup work here.
Okay, right. Diane, go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just dipping your head forward, tucking the chin, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And once again, we are in David's world through you. You're thinking of David, and you're thinking of the wallet. Okay, and that is complete. And the affirmation that supports this work is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful.
Grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful.
The feeling of truthful.
Mm-hmm. Now I've got a question, Linda and Dr. Nels.
Mm-hmm.
Occurred to me, and we were already started, so I couldn't say anything, but I'm wondering, because a lot of times there's the surrogate healing one, mm-hmm. this is going on, and others can benefit. Well, and I know some times that people have had sessions on the air, or others will listen to the archived version of mm-hmm. the show to do it again. So I'm thinking, if somebody's listening or wants to go back and listen to the archive of this, let's say I have someone in my life that needs some healing.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be okay for me to tune into that and visualize them? Like you were having Diane visualize mm-hmm. David, would that be okay? Or I'm infringing on anything there, or would that be all right to do?
What I would say is, if there's a person who doesn't even want prayer from somebody, then you wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Otherwise, if they're willing to accept prayer, then I think
then
that
it
would be
okay. That's
be
what I wanted
similar.
To clarify.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And then whatever do you have anything to say about what you were doing?
Well, I just did. I just found a basic reset was all
found.
Just a little flight reset was all it was.
So. All right. So let's just imagine David. Oh, hi! He found his wallet wherever it needs to be, or it is, or whatever.
You.
And we can call in St. Anthony if we need some more backup. But anything else, Diane, you want to do here?
Yes, for me.
Okay.
I've been like I hate to even say the words out loud, but like so stressed and nervous about everything that's going on in my life lately. And if I could just get some calming reset energy,
okay.
That would be wonderful. And I was working through other people that you called. I related to that lady who was processing the grief, because I've had like four people I know pass away, and I keep getting called.
Oh, bless
more.
Your heart. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot to process.
Yeah.
So,
and I have a lot of other things going on that are kind of stressful that I'm trying not to be stressed about.
Now, let me ask you about that. Do you, either of you, Linda and Dr. Nels, do either of you use or recommend like Rescue Remedy, the Bach flower essences?
I don't, just because it's not in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
I really stick to what I
do. Because I don't know if you know about that, Diane, but the Bach flower Rescue Remedies are, you know, like the flower essences that we use with animals, but they can be helpful
right.
for people. And that basic
right.
Rescue Remedy, that it's designed for kind of acute situations like that. When you got a lot of stuff going on in your life, you can drink a little in water or put it in under your tongue. And so, but, you know, that sometimes can be helpful.
I will get some of that. I did get some GABA, G-A-B-A, and some Calcea crudo, which is a homeopathic thing. So I got those things.
So you've got some things. All right. Well, I don't know of anything that can be more helpful than getting you balanced mm-hmm. with Linda. So
mm-hmm.
I would assume that Linda will take over and Nels, you'll work in the background.
Yep,
huh?
That'll do fine.
Okay, Linda, it's all
okay.
in your charge.
Okay,
here.
Diane.
Thank
so now
you.
We are working together for you. And so I'm going to have you think the sky is blue.
Okay.
And what I'm going to invite you to do is think of an image. It might be something you just can create in your mind, or it may be something you can see or a picture you have. But I want you to hold in your mind or in your eyes an image of something that represents the peace and calm that you would like to feel. So it could be something of nature. It could be an animal. Whatever, when you would look at this, when you bring this into your mind, you feel that sense of peace and calm. Does some kind of image come to you?
Yes, I have one now.
Okay. Just focusing on that image. Just letting yourself be completely involved with what you see. Okay. And then let's set that aside and put your attention on the feeling of right, R-I-G-H-T, right. And then the context of that is, I have the right. So it's a claim, this particular version of right. I have the right. You're thinking right. And the number two. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some more of that deep, slow breathing in and out as you think right too.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're doing slow, deep breathing, thinking right, and the number two, right.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then letting your thoughts go back to that image resonates with a feeling of peace and calm. And that is complete.
Yay.
And so this might seem sort of along the lines of the warrior of light, but what I would invite you to do is think, I have the right for peace and happiness.
I have the right for peace and happiness.
I have the right for
or
peace
to
and
peace
happiness.
And happiness.
I have the right to peace and happiness.
And that image is really important. You want to bring that image into your mind's eye, and that will really help open things up energetically in that area.
Would you repeat it one more time?
I have the right to peace and happiness.
Right, to peace and happiness.
Yeah.
I have the right to peace and
happiness. To peace and happiness.
All right, let's check in with Dr. Nels, because you did some work, and then I saw you write something down. So.
Yes, well, it was interesting, because I did a little, I had just like one set of points to connect, and then an image of the wallet under the car seat, but not under it. It's like there's these rails that the seat slides along.
Ooh.
And it's like it got tucked in kind of under those rails. So that's what came into my mind.
Ooh.
And I thought, well, maybe I should mention that just in case.
The wallet snuck in.
Ooh. Oh, thank you, so, Nels.
All right, Diane, have you got my phone number?
I do.
All right. I want you to call me. Let me know today. Does David find the wallet under the car seats?
Near the rails. Right?
Under the rails.
He's got to be
tucked into the rails.
It's very hard to see. You have to practically stand on your head to see this thing.
Ah,
what was
awesome.
It that?
So anyway, that would be great if it got found. I don't know.
I had a similar thing. Okay. Like a week or two ago, and I had come home. I knew I had my phone when I came. I knew I had it, but I couldn't remember the last leg of my trip if I had my phone. But I was pretty sure that I did because I'm really, really good at it. But anyway, I got home and I got in the house and I didn't have my phone and I couldn't find it anywhere. It wasn't in my pockets. It wasn't in my coat. It wasn't in my purse. It wasn't anywhere. I went out. I searched. I looked in the car and. You know, because I sit in the driver's seat, and if it's either in my pocket or I put it on the other seat, nothing, couldn't find. Well, and then, so finally, I called the last place I was at to say, did I leave my phone there? And they said, well, no, we don't see anything, but why don't I call your phone? So I said, okay, call my phone. And so I didn't hear a thing ringing in the house. I went back out to the garage, and I heard my phone ringing in the car. So I had to get in my car. I had to crawl all around. And finally, I had to crawl in under the front seat, and under the passenger seat, way inside, was my phone. Now, how the heck it got down and under the passenger seat, I have no clue. No clue, but that's where it was. So I think sometimes they just move themselves, or there's little fairies or something. But anyway, I have no idea how my phone could have gotten under the seat in that way. So same thing might have happened to David.
Well, thank you for that story. It's encouraging me.
Yeah. All right. So call him up and have him check his car and his car seat, and then you got to let us know.
I will.
All righty.
Thank you all
okay.
so much.
Oh, and I want to know, is your chiropractor happy today?
Very happy, and I danced.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I knew. See, because it's Diane's chiropractor that's let us know that the best way to exercise at home is dancing. So Diane did the love train today. All right, wonderful. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you all. God
bless.
Well,
think good thoughts that David finds that wallet. All right.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, we've got to go to take care of advertisers, but speaking of intuition, because that's kind of what that was.
Right.
You were working on Diane, and you had that vision, that intuition. Well, you know, everyone has the ability to be psychic. Now, I have found that the more spiritually based you become and the more you walk that kind of path, it seems to open up your intuition and all of that. It just gets better and so. But we all, no matter how closed or everybody has that, and so it happens. But most of us don't pay attention. All right. So Dr. Nels had an interesting experience when he and Martha were out hiking one day with the dogs. Tell us what happened to you.
Right. We were out walking. We always drive, you know, 20 miles into nowhere and go for walks. And so we're out walking along a river, and the dogs were just running up and down the river and into the bushes and stuff. And all of a sudden, this message popped into my head, tick.
And out of nowhere, you just heard tick in your mind.
Yeah. And I said, oh, well, okay. When I get home, I'm going to check the dogs for ticks. And sure enough, one of my dogs had a tick. It was brand new. It hadn't hardly gotten its head in there or anything. It was just, you know, looking for home.
Yep. Okay. So, see, you don't want to dismiss that stuff. And so, gee, why did I think about a tick? Oh, well, let's just go on.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, you know. But, you know, don't dismiss those little pings and intuitions. Follow up on them. It can be very, very important. All righty. Let us know. Do we have callers waiting? We do. All right. So let's take care of advertisers. And we've got another discussion we have to have, but we'll get to it sooner or later, I hope. More phone calls next. After we take care of our advertisers, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Nupro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuproSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best kitty vitamins, Nupro Nuggets. And one caller coming up actually uses shakes the little Nupro Nuggets to get the cat to come. And we heard from Natasha Venter. She's our medium communicator, personal awareness coach, does great custom classes, does readings by phone, one of the most reasonably priced psychic readers in our area. And you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. angelicclarifications.com, or give her a call at 360-770-7836. 360-770-7836. Alrighty then. You know, and speaking of all that intuition and the wallet and all of that, Nathan taught me something just now. Because we got to talking about memories and, you know, and you forget, you know, you're ever looking for something, you got it in your hand, and we had that discussion. We've all done that. But then Nathan said, are you familiar with the doorway effect? Because I had said, well, you know, I'm at that point in my life where I go into another room to do something, and by the time I get there, it's like, why am I here? Well, Nathan says there's a reason for that. And I think, you know, isn't he the greatest scientific mind we know? I think so. So, Nathan, will you tell us what the doorway effect is?
What happens when you walk through a doorway, it's a change of environment for your body and your brain needs to process it. You know, you're getting new sights, new smells, mm-hmm. new sounds.
Yeah.
And doing so causes your brain to, like, maybe forget something that you're thinking about because it's trying to adjust to the new room. So if you're having trouble remembering something when you're in that new room, go back to the old room and your brain will rewire itself back to its normal senses it was used to beforehand, and you'll remember what it was you were going into that other room for.
Yeah, and then Nell said he actually did that intuitively. If he goes in the room, you said if you don't find...
I just recognize that phenomenon that if I go somewhere and go, oh, darn it, I forgot, I just go back and start over. And it comes back to my...
All right, well, apparently that's the scientific principle, the doorway effect. I've programmed that in. Now, the next time that happens, I'm turning right around and going back through that doorway. Well, let's have a report. Everybody keep in mind and try the doorway effect, and we'll see if...
It's amazing how fast it is, too. Like, what if it really is a doorway, right when you walk through that archway, it's like, boom, it's back.
Yep. All right. That is so cool. All right. Where are we headed phone-wise?
Our next caller is Cindy calling from Sultan. Welcome to the show, Cindy. You're live with Martha, Nels, and Linda.
Hey, Cindy.
I made it back to reception area.
Ah, great. Yeah, I figured I knew that you were going to call in today, and so I've been wondering where you were and hoping you weren't having phone issues, but glad to hear from you. So we need some work on Emily, your dog.
Yep.
And do you want to tell us what happened?
No, you hear better story.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you. So, you know, Cindy's out in the Salton Basin and, you know, on acreage and farm and all of that. And she does a lot of work outside and gardening and all of that. Well, when she's out working her garden, she has Emily, her service dog, She's been tying her out at her doghouse so that she stays in the shade and is cool while Cindy's working in the sun. And apparently, Cindy, she has a doghouse for her out there, and Emily's decided she really likes her doghouse and will go into it and fall asleep. Well, Cindy also has wildlife that cruises through, and one of the wildlife members of her family right now is a young deer that it's a male. She calls him Spike because he has just one antler that sticks straight up. Okay, and Spike's in trouble because he ate all her blueberries. So, and they've never eaten her blueberries before. But so Spike's in the doghouse, and I have a rabbit that's in the doghouse at my house. Emily was asleep in her house, and Spike the deer came right up to her doghouse. It was like, 5 feet away. Well, Emily woke up, saw the deer, and she charged out the door of the doghouse, hit the end of the leash, and jerked herself really bad. So she has a tweaked neck.
Yeah.
Now, Cindy knows about this kind of stuff, and she has the arnica, the homeopathic stuff that helps with the inflammation and all of that, and she's been giving her a lot of that, and that's been helping, but we know that Emily probably needs a tune-up or a reset, and then Cindy could use some help. So are you already tuned in?
Yeah, I tuned in to Emily already, so let's hand it off to Linda. I can say, however, that I have found plenty to do.
Okay, so Emily did need some
and
more.
It's a serious problem. I've actually known dogs that ultimately they didn't break their neck, but they hurt their spinal cord so bad they eventually never recovered. So it's a serious issue, and
so it's good. She's
I take
to work.
It seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how is she doing today, Cindy?
Oh, a lot better. She actually jumped in the truck once, so
that's amazing. So with the arnica is helping in the prayers, and probably just knowing that Nels is going to tune in today has helped you relax. So, are you okay with Linda working with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Linda's taking over.
All right. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm going to have you think about this incident that happened with Emily and Spike. And I'm going to have you think about right as soon as it happened, like at the moment it happened and the moment after. And just whatever comes to you, especially noticing how you're feeling as you just bring that back into your thoughts. And then I'm going to ask you to set that aside and focus on the feeling of tranquility. Tranquility and the number 4. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the right. And I'm going to invite you to do some deep, slow breathing in and out.
Cindy, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking over to the right, doing slow, deep breathing, thinking tranquility and the number 4. Tranquility and the number 4. Interesting work going on behind the scenes.
Perfect. Good job, Cindy. Go ahead and breathing normally with your eyes open. Just tipping your head forward, tucking your chin, moving your head very gently, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then going back in your thoughts to when this incident with Emily and Spike happened and the moments right after, noticing how you feel. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And so the affirmation would be, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. And that's a wonderful affirmation for Cindy. So did you get that, Cindy?
Yeah, I did. That's good.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. Now I'm interested in what Dr. Nels was doing because he was working on it. But then at some point he's pulling stuff out of someone somewhere. So what were you doing over there?
Okay, well, after I did the reset part of what I do with the connecting points that help to reset the energy system and the nerve system, I was intuitively guided to do something I do in some cases, which I call taffy pulling.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, And basically, it's like stretching energy through an affected area. And so I'm pulling it, stretching it, and releasing it, and it snaps back. And I visualize when it snaps back that it takes whatever that negative buildup is, and it takes it with it, and it leaves it clean and pure in that area. So I found that that was what was needed for the neck.
All right. Very cool. All right, Cindy. So anything else you'd like to know from Dr. Nels or Linda or we can do?
For the arnica, how much should I be giving Emily?
Well, for animals, I usually give two or three of those little pellets under the tongue at a time. Probably two.
I'm checking energetically just to see, and it seems to be in total agreement with you. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, like, I would take five or six, but animals take much less usually of these kind of things, especially homeopathic stuff. And so usually around two pellets under the tongue is good for an animal, and Nels agrees with that. So,
and should that be away from food, like with people?
Normally, yeah, 15 minutes before or after away from food is ideal.
All right.
Okay. All righty.
All right, thanks for
help. Thanks for calling Animal World. I'll see you later.
Yep.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. We are ready to take care of advertisers again. Do we have more callers waiting? All right. So maybe we get to have our discussion. Whoa, wouldn't that be a first? We'll end with instead of starting with it. So that's good. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and the promised discussion, I hope, is going to happen. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
All righty. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and we heard one more time from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can reach him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. You can talk, so you can talk to him and ask him about yourself or your animals and all of that. What you do is go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill out the little form, say, hey, I want to talk to you, or I want the do-it-yourself-at-home program, or whatever it is you're interested in, and then he'll arrange a phone call with you. And by the way, he can work with you here locally, in person or remotely or any place. And you said this week you got a new client in England?
Yeah, wow. London, England. She saw, somehow was searching and found my website and saw my video and said, that's what my cat needs because it's fallen over. So
yeah.
So we already did
got a
first
tippy
session
kitty.
And yeah, we'll be...
You'll be starting the work on that. Well, you have to give us a follow-up and see if you were able to help the tipping kitty.
Yes,
in London. And you're a testament because some of your clients are in other countries and or other states and
Singapore.
Some of your before and after videos, you've never had your hands on the patients because they're in different locations. So it is just as effective in person or not. And Linda, you work the same way, in person or remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even, you know, the remote sessions can be real powerful because, you know, you can stay at home and and sometimes that makes a difference, when you don't have to go right back out into the craziness right away and all that good stuff. All righty. And then the last thing I'm just going to say is to remind you that Jude Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center, our sound healer, she's really needing our help in finding a rental. After, you know, Paul's passing, she's got to congeal her living and working spaces to be more affordable. And the condominium's been sold. She's now got to find a rental. Ideally a little house, a yard for the dog, and totally ideal would be a separate entrance so that she could have, you know, Whispering Dragon in one area and live in a separate area. But there's flexibility there. So if you know of some place she's looking in Linwood, Mount Lake Terrace,
Edmonds
area. I know she was out in Edmonds looking at something yesterday. So anyway, that kind of this little north of Seattle, trying to avoid the really higher rents, you know, closer to the city. So if you know of anything that's available or will be available, and then you can give Jude a call at the Whispering Dragon Center, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Before we run out of time, we're going back, can rewind, to last month, which was a follow-up from the month before. But anyway, you know Stacy. Stacy has Frenchies. The bane of my existence these days. I'm having to write a whole new book on Frenchies and all that good stuff. And Stacy's got one of the perfect Frenchie models.
I do.
The Tank Department. That's her older female who's actually a therapy dog and all of that. Tank's great. And she has the Bagman. And Baguette, the young one, he needs a little more help. And he's cute.
He's cute. Misunderstood.
He has his little obsession. So
yes.
it was like two shows ago, he had started an obsessive compulsive type behavior. When you were sitting on the couch in the evening, he'd come up next to you and he'd want to lick you and lick you. And
couldn't
you ended
stop.
Up having to stiff arm him away and push him away. And he wasn't happy. You weren't happy. And this was going on every night. All that stuff. And so then Nels on two shows ago did a remote treatment. Behavior gone. It was gone. It stayed gone. It has remained still gone.
Still gone.
All right. So then we roll around a month later, last month's show. He has another little quirky obsession. And whatever that was, Nels did.
What was that?
Somebody would leave the house. My daughter would come over and he would
my daughter would leave, get ready to leave, he'd go crazy.
He'd get all upset.
Bark, it's jumping, and just like overexcited. Yeah. And just
anyway, so Dale's did another, you know, reset tune-up, stopped.
Stopped.
And gone? Still gone?
Still gone, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I sit looking at that. The little glitch in this giddy-up here, and the, what got me going on this was that, you know, Dr. Nels does this do-it-yourself-at-home program. Well, Stacy has that. So she's been trained in that. Stacy does her own dogs. So my question was, all right, Stacy has this. She's been doing it. It hasn't worked. Nels did it one time, solved the whole problem, it's done. And that's happened twice, 2 months in a row. So I want to know, how come it's not working for Stacy, but it works instantly for you?
That's a really good question. And
don't we all want to know the answer to that?
Professionals can probably do it a little better.
Let's
hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I mean, there's the one thing which is true when I actually touch the animal, and that is when an animal feels me touch it versus their owner, they have a whole different experience because I know what I know, and they know that I know what I know, right? So that's one thing. But when it's pure remote work, what I'm guided to do when I'm doing my work is what's the most important thing I can do in this moment. Mm-hmm. And if I were interrupted and I could only do one set of points, that would be it, right? And then when I've done that set, move on to the next that's the most important, and I do that next. So I am very laser focused on what is the most important thing that I can do in this moment energetically. And apparently that works. Why is it that somebody who has the reset course can't necessarily duplicate my results? Well, the thing about the reset is when you touch an animal, you need to focus on what you're feeling with your fingers, not what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
All right. So that's kind of an important small point. So touching somewhere in the right area is good. And then paying attention to what you're feeling with your fingers, even if you don't necessarily know for sure what it is you're feeling for, just like, what am I feeling in this moment? And of course, what I'm feeling for is a pulsation that synchronizes in both fingertips.
Right.
And so that's where all my attention goes, is on what am I feeling in this moment. And that is what makes the energetic connection, is when you are focused on what are you feeling. That's the thing. And that's what I do when I'm doing it remotely or in person.
Okay. Now, we did have a chance to talk about this previously a little bit. And there was another thing that you said then to me, which made a lot of sense. And that has to do with, you know, what I'm always saying, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And you said something along the lines that you think that some of it has to do with your ability to focus. You've been doing this for so many years, and you believe with every cell of your being that it works.
And you go
into it expecting that it will work. Anyway, it was kind of like one of those ding, 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 ding moments for me. Okay. That you do a better job, or you know, of believing and using your mind to support,
because maybe
like Stacy, I mean, when if you're doing it with your dogs, do you have things in your mind like, oh, I'm not doing it right, or I don't feel it, or
After the last time, Neil said, like, you know how he says the dog knows when he's doing it, right? So I tried to go into it with, okay, I know what I'm doing,
and
I tried to be on point with that. So
did that seem to make a difference?
Yeah, he's just still, I mean, he just gets a little squirrely when I try to do it, and it takes him a while to sort of settle down. And so sometimes he won't settle.
Yeah.
And so then we kind of have to abort, you know, because he's.
Yeah. So there's a little more authority in someone that you don't live with.
But having that thought in your head, I think, is helpful.
And one more thing about what is it I'm thinking about my belief or my faith or whatever you want to call it. Is not that their condition is going to change. In other words, they have an outward condition that they have been, that's why they're seeing me. Somebody says, they've got this problem. What I'm believing is that I can effect balance. and let the body take care of itself.
Okay. So you're, yeah, all right. Then in what you said today, made it, when you said, I tune in and ask, what's the most important points to work on? And it might be that, you know, the do-it-yourself reset program is a set of point, a preset of points that you always do.
Right.
But because this is your profession, this is what you've been doing for so long, you've developed that intuition, and it might be that you would do a different set of points with
right.
bags than Stacy would do the normal set, and that might make a difference. So that's understandable in that a practitioner like Linda or Nels that have been doing it for years and knows might do it a little differently. So just because you have the do-it-yourself-at-home program, if something's going on, it doesn't hurt at all to have the expert tune in and help with it
right.
or do a tune-up.
And also with that do-it-yourself program, it really works well to have that be the homework. When I'm working with a member of my association to you know, on a series of treatments, is between each treatment, they're doing the reset part, the little basic reset that they've learned.
Mm. Right. Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
Martha, don't you notice a similar thing when you're doing your behavior training, working with your clients? I mean, you go there and the dog is instantly gets everything, very well behaved. Then you leave and they're doing it on their own, and the dog, cat, whatever animal is just clueless.
Yeah, and what I have to explain to people is that, folks, I can make it look really easy. Because I come in, I know what I'm doing. I come in with all the confidence in the world, and I, you know, have that I'm doing any of the negative stuff at all. But I also know how to act like a leader. And what I do is, and that they know my, right. I said, for you guys, even though it works right away for me and I make it look real easy, you as the owners are going to have to work a little harder because you lower the boom like I did instead of saying, oh yeah, Martha, how can I serve? What shall I do? Your dog's going to look at you and say, oh yeah, but I've lived with you for 5 years. Come on. If I push you hard enough, you're going to give. I don't believe you. Come on. Give it to me anyway. Come on. That's how I explain it. Make sense? Yeah. Yeah. So it always, we can come in and make it look real easy, but they don't have any experience with us. So they have to accept it for what they are. They think they know you really well, so you have to work harder to let them know that you have changed. All righty. So are we good with that? Does that make sense to you, Nathan, in terms of explaining all of this?
It's like the word that keeps coming to me is neutrality.
Hmm.
You know, it's kind of a controlled environment. And like before, you mean that, you know, you're getting called because things are not working and you're trying to do everything you can. But once you come, it's like the environment becomes more neutral or controlled.
I can see that.
Mm. All right. But I think that makes it more understandable for me in terms of why sometimes maybe the owner just doing it. Just sometimes you need the big guns.
Yeah.
All right. Before we run out of time, we don't need music. I'm just going to say I don't want to dismiss current events. There is stuff on current events. Excuse me. Best thing for you guys to do is go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events on the left side. You'll find all the details. Let's see. The big things are Bark in the Park. Nathan cares about this. The next Bark in the Park for the Mariners is August 23rd. And then there's another one on September 28th. The Fremont Dogtoberfest is Sunday, September 18th. Salmon Days, October 1st and 2nd in Issaquah. Positive Alliance will be at these events. Save the date for their annual auction, which will be virtual October 1st through 9th. And golly, I think that's it for what's going on in current events. So I think we are good. Let's see. Next week, normally would be me and Natasha, but Natasha's taking the week off. And we're going to sneak in my next teaching show with Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And, you know, we're into the really good, the practical, logical, good stuff. So I'm teaching all the exercises that everybody needs and all of that. And then we're going to be getting into the specific behavior issues and all the really, really good stuff. So if you missed the last show, the archived version was July 31st. So go back and listen to that show so you're caught up. Because I will pick up, you know, I'm not going back and repeating everything. I'm going to pick up right where we left off and move forward, so you need to be caught up. You will understand everything, and you can use it even if you aren't caught up, but the best thing to do would be caught up. And, of course, we are out of time. So, Nathan, thank you so much. Linda Rasmussen, thank you. VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, thank you. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. And stay tuned for the encore presentation of Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets with Dr. Nels and Robin. Stacy, thank you. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.